Gorkha, We Want America Back, It's Unrecognizable from Just Years Ago. By Dr. Sebastian Gorkha on October 5, 2023. Do you recognize the country we live in? I don't. Pick any aspect of life in America today and contrast it to how things were 10 years ago. Or just 5 years ago. This isn't about rose-tinted nostalgia. This isn't some hazy distortion of how things were, looking back. It is the result of a demonstrable subversion and destruction of our way of life. From what our schools teach to our children to what the streets of formerly great cities such as New York look like. Or even what life in the nation's capital is like today. Washington is an amazing city. For a young nation bereft of medieval cathedrals or millennia-old pyramids, it is our gem. From the quaint Victorian streets just over the river in Georgetown to the national monuments to Washington, Jefferson, and Lincoln and its many theaters and museums. It is a worthy political hub for the greatest nation on earth. Today it is a veritable hellhole. Just ask Texas Democrat Henry Queller, who was just carjacked at gunpoint by 3 young men, right outside his apartment. Or ask the victims of the more than 700 other carjackings that had occurred in the nation's capital just this year. Or ask the families of the record 200-plus murder victims killed already last year. This year, the homicide count stood at 166 as of mid-August. All this in Washington. Not Baltimore, Chicago, or Philadelphia. The city of brotherly love, where the reporter Josh Krueger was shot 7 times in his home the very same night Congressman Queller was carjacked. Krueger's death is all the more poignant given his journalistic crusade to undercut any representation of his hometown as a city crippled by crime. Some of his tweets before he was killed include comments such as, "Some idiot just said you're likely to get shot and killed than die of COVID in Philly." Another of his tweeted responses read, "Bro, speak for your block, mine isn't ruined." And then the most ironic of all, Krueger's sarcastic social media post look. It's that lawless land of liberals in Philly where shootings are dropping to levels not seen in years. May he rest in peace. After being shot 7 times. In his home. In a city run by Democrats. The same city where Biden stood in front of Liberty Hall to call millions of Americans fascists. I guarantee you Krueger's killer or Congressman Queller's armed carjackers didn't vote for my former boss, President Donald Trump. These criminals hate America, just like the politicians who are running the country into the ground. Do you remember when we actually had a secure border? When our nation was sovereign, when we decided who crosses into our land? I do. I was part of an administration that made that possible, led by a man who was elected, in large part, because of his campaign promise to build the wall. From one of our first actions to halt travel by foreigners to the U.S. coming from the 7 nations the Obama administration had identified as being incapable of proving their travelers were not terrorists, to the use of extraordinary public health powers under Title 42, we halted immigration down to a trickle once we were threatened by the spread of COVID-19 from China. That was a scant 4 years ago. What have those now in power wrought, invoking social justice, but really pursuing the goal of maintaining power after millions of minority illegals are amnestied? The Biden-Mayorkas open borders regime has resulted in 12,000 illegals crossing into America in a single day. More than 60% of the women and girls being trafficked get raped or sexually assaulted. And the horrors don't stop after the journey. In one harrowing case in Minnesota, authorities say several male illegals kept an 11-year-old girl tied to a bed and raped her. Repeatedly. Yes. That happened in America. I could go on. I could describe how American girls are being raped in high schools by cross-dressing peers. Or how parents are being targeted for investigation as radical by the FBI because they are Catholic or don't want their children to be sexually groomed at school. I could play you the clip of the outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs calling the 45th president of the United States a wannabe dictator. The same chairman of the Joint Chiefs who told the Chinese military he would warn them in advance of decisions by the commander-in-chief. Now that is the definition of treason, committed by the highest-ranking officer in our armed forces. I could speak of the political prisoners kept in solitary without bail for years because of January 6th. Or I could mention the fact that the leader of the opposition, a man pulling ahead of the current White House incumbent, is facing 700-plus years in prison. Why? Only one reason. Because he's running for re-election, and winning. No, I think you understand. I've said enough. Do you want America back? Sebastian Gorka, PhD, is host of Salem Radio's America First and the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax TV. A former strategist to President Donald Trump, he is a member of the National Security Education Board of the Pentagon. His latest book is The War for America's Soul. Follow him on his Substack page and website.